The Bellmaker, A Tale from Redwall, Disc 7.
Brothers Fingal and Mallon took over cooking duties, and a satisfactory lunch of summer salad, cheeses and apple pie with meadow cream brought the Abbey back onto an even keel. The day wore on, warm, sunny and still. Bees droned lazily from flower to flower. Redwallers went on with their daily chores, tending crop and orchard, harvesting honey, reading and studying, or helping with the upkeep of Abbey buildings. Tranquility was the keynote, with the high green mantle of mossflower shading the outer walls on three sides, leaving the west ramparts open to sunny flatlands, where larks sang and grasshoppers chirruped. Toward mid-noon, Blaggett put the finishing touches to a pair of boats he had made by halving an old cider barrel lengthways. The sea rat was proud of a previously unknown skill he had discovered that day, boat building. He had sawed the barrel neatly from top to bottom, making two butt-ended little vessels. A cask lid cut in half provided two keels for balance. Inside the boats, he wedged short flat planks for seats. Two big ash staves served as masts, with a third cut in half, completing the crossbars, from which hung twin, much-patched sails. They had done sterling service as tablecloths and were donated by Sister Sage. The mouse babe and Fertile, the mole maid, scurried round the sea rat's footpaws, squeaking excitedly.
Which one's mine, Blackcut, sir?
They'm beautiful ships.
Can us have rowers to row with?
I'm calling my shippy Daffy Dill.
Mine be called Water Mousy.
Blackcut sat down on the pond edge, sipping cider that he had drained from the barrel into a bowl before construction began. The sea rat was as happy as the two dibbins.
Mate, I'm a boat builder. All me life, I'll be called stupid and clumsy and thick as two short planks, but I ain't. I got clever paws. I can make boats, good uns.
Write our ship's names on them, Blackcut, sir. Oh, please.
Blaggett had hoped that they would not ask him this.
Well, maybe Sister Sage or Ajuva, shipmates. I never learn no writing. Being a sea rat, carpenter, there wasn't no need for such things. Aye, we'll ask the Sister Sage. She probably can write proper fancy. I bet good old mouse ladies like her just writing a lot. But old job, mateys. What about our bargain? You know, the secret treasure you was gonna show me.